handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 28th day of May, year of our Lord, 2018. And welcome to the John Moore Show. We don't have any breaking news of any consequence. Good news about the stock market, but nothing of any major consequence. There is a report that U.S. military families are being evacuated from South Korea due to the possibility of war. That's certainly a bit alarming. Proper tip of the day. It may not be officially summertime, but in terms of temperature, it is. And the proper tip of the day is to be sure you stay properly hydrated. Once you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated. So drink more than you think you want to, and be sure you have plenty of fresh, cool water at hand at all times. This is Firearms Monday. We spend firearms visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, website at deserteagleshooters.com. And good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. And it's going to be another hot day here in southeast New Mexico again. We've been running right at about 104, 105. Saturday we were up to 107. So it's that time of year again whenever we're getting into the equinox for summer.
Right.
We kind of based down here, and then we kind of calmed down again. So, yes, your tip on keeping hydrated is very important, and 2 tips on that. One, if you have a problem of quenching your thirst, you're drinking water and it just doesn't seem to quench your thirst, add a little bit of pickle juice to your water, and scientists have proven that that is an absolute thirst quencher. And then another one is if you're out there working outside and everything quite a bit, it's always good, and I do this regularly, to one of the 12 to 14 ounce bottles of water, I'll add about a half a teaspoon of pink Himalayan sea salt to the water. And I do that at room temperature, and I'll mark them, the bottles that have that in it, with an S. and shake them up and everything so it dissolves a little bit. But that right there will help put minerals and stuff back into your body better than Gatorade or anything else will.
Oh, you don't? Gatorade, if I was king, I'd make Gatorade illegal, quite frankly. But it's very harmful to consume Gatorade and similar products that appear to be like Gatorade. Very harmful to consume those products. Okay, Jimmy, well, it's Firearms Monday, and we have several thousand people here waiting for the Firearms Tip of the Week, sir.
Our Firearms Tip of the Week is kind of a rehash of an old one, but with a twist. Family members in your home have different handguns and different rifles and everything, and one of our favorite tips is practice with your spouse's or children's weapons. Everybody's got different handguns. They practice with yours and practice with theirs. Reason for that is if you are in a situation where you're putting food on the table or, worse yet, a caca hit the whirling device situation and your handgun or their handgun or rifle fails for some unknown reason, you can immediately switch to the other person's handgun or rifle. If you've already experienced it and you already know how it shoots and everything, then you're one step ahead. One caveat, never, ever change their sights. If they have it sighted into where they like it and everything else, and you use their handgun and you shoot an inch low and an inch right at 25 yards, then you build the muscle memory for their handgun to always aim an inch high and an inch left. Never change their sights at all, unless, of course, you inherited it permanently, but let's not go there. So that's the first part. Now, the twist to that, we've talked about improving your skills and everything by getting into different competitions. If you'll check around at your gun shops, gunsmiths, even Walmart, in their sporting sections and stuff, they will allow people to put up posters and flyers on three-gun competition, pistol steel competition, or something like that. Take advantage of it. Now, you may not want to, you know, get good enough to where you're trying out for the Olympics or anything, but we can always get better. So look at these events that are around. Go and watch a couple of them. And you'll find out they'll pique your interest, especially if you're a member of the gun culture, if you're a shooter. And as you watch these events, you know, shooting steels is fun, but it really doesn't, it gets your skill up because progressively smaller targets at longer distances and you're shooting it with a handgun and they've got all different classes from .22 caliber up, so you're not competing against someone with, you know, massive horsepower in their revolver or whatever. You're competing against like-minded handguns, plus a lot of them will have novice classes or beginner classes, and that way you can get in. And I expect to lose doing this, because especially whenever I do something new, John, because the other people know the tricks of the trade, it's up to me to watch and learn and ask questions. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you start asking questions on how they score so well. One thing that people in the gun culture love to do is to share what knowledge they have. And it makes them feel good and it makes them feel appreciated. So the caveat is that, say you do go out and they've got a pistol steel competition. Well, why not one day go out there and shoot with your wife's gun and she shoot with yours? Throw a caveat in there. Throw a little bit of a hiccup. And it will make you get better with their gun. And so you go out there, you got the family together, and believe me, there's going to be some fun ribbing, John. There's going to be a good time had by all. So that's our Firearms Tip of the Week, ladies and gentlemen, variety. Variety, I've heard, is said to be the spice of life. And if we work with it as a family group or a team group, it even gets better. It's kind of like going out to the range and just punching paper all day long, and then going out and doing it with friends and family. When you're doing it all day long by yourself, just punching paper, it's kind of like pumpkin pie without the nutmeg, John. It's okay, but there's something missing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Well, that's a great firearms tip of the week. If you got a call, if you got a question or comment, anything relating to firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, firearms legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Do we have any updates on the Hearing Protection Act, Jimmy?
Nothing. Nothing. I have, last week, we were up in Roswell, and I decided to swing by Congressman Pierce's office and just drop in for a minute. And I talked to Les, which is one of the veterans reps there, and just to see what was going on with different things and how the Congressman Pierce is running for governor. And we have a lady that is running to take his place that is, she's pro-life. She's a Trump supporter from the absolute beginning. She's always been pro-gun. She's always fought against any additional legislation and anything. So we've got a really good conservative that is running to take his place, and she's highly endorsed by Congressman Pierce. So that says quite a bit. And I asked him, I said, have you heard anything from the Senate side on any of these bills at all? And he said that is one thing that Pierce is doing going out, is he is still pressuring people to get this up before the elections. If they want to get elected, get it up and get it passed. And because there's a lot of Democrats right now that want to either keep their jobs or are running for office that would support it, that will get in there and make this pass. I mean, it's almost a given, both the Hearing Protection Act and National Reciprocity. So the best thing I can say, ladies and gentlemen, is keep hammering them. Just hammer them, demand that they get it to the floor. With Ryan leaving, there's going to be a new Speaker of the House. Just a lot of things are changing, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got to be on top of it now. We've got to let them know what they need to do now before they leave, and also we've got to know what's going to be expected of them when they come back. They've got a, if any of our listeners, John, live in California, there is a sheriff out there that, or actually a candidate for sheriff. Let me see if I can find his name right here. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a computer back up and running. We're rebuilding emails and such. I need to get one from you and Tim, John, and Tom Berry, Phil, and Leon's I've already got. But I'm rebuilding email addresses, ladies and gentlemen, so we are back up and trying to get back to where we were. The sheriff's name is Bob. Okay, Bob is the first name. Bob Lindsay. Here it is, Bob Lindsay. He's running for sheriff in L.A. County. And this guy is a strict conservation or constitutionalist. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got friends, family out in that area, tell them about him. His website, let's see if it's listed here, Bob for Sheriff. It looks like it might be Bob for Sheriff on Facebook, and, yeah, I think that's what it is. Look it up, ladies and gentlemen, if you can contribute a few dollars, do. That would be so good to have a constitutional sheriff in L.A. County. I think that could really upset their apple cart. You think, John?
Well, it would be it would take almost an act of God to make that happen, given the demographics of L.A. County. But it would be wonderful if it would happen. Absolutely, it would. You're right. It would upset their apple cart tremendously to have that happen.
Yep, and Oh, wait a minute. Here's his campaign site. SheriffBobLindsay.com. Yeah, I'm reading that right. Sheriff Bob Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, .com. And, ladies and gentlemen, I think it'd be great. Could you imagine Feinstein and all these other morons out there? All of a sudden, they've got a constitutional sheriff that instead of telling people, no, we're not going to give you a concealed carry license, to start approving them and getting them out. Oh, boy, would they be excited.
But, well, that's the issue. And there's, I don't know how many states, but there's, when it comes to concealed carry, there's shall-issue states, which is what we want, and there's may-issue states, mm-hmm. which is what we have in California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, places like that where they're may-issue states. And when it's a may-issue state, they may or they may not issue, depending on who you are, what they think about you, what they feel, who you're connected to. It's not a good place to be, is it?
No, sir. No, sir. And in fact, a little research on California and that county, my friend Cliff, Scott, sent me a note over the weekend when I told him I had an email back up and running. He was one of the first ones that let me know about this guy. And over on his Facebook page, he's got all of his interviews that he has done with radio interviews and stuff like that on concealed carry. All the other aspects and everything of it, and the man is 100%. If you are able to have a concealed carry license and you pass the background checks and everything else, you will have a concealed carry license. And it's the guy's getting a lot of support out there, and in fact, the polls are showing it to be fairly close. I'm not sure when their primary is or when their election is, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to look and see how we're doing, and I'm going to try to send him, you know, $5 or $10 maybe, see what we've got available.
Well, there's an old saying, it's very true. Money is the mother's milk of political campaigns, and Sheriff Lindsay. Candidate for Sheriff Lindsay certainly deserves our support and our money.
That's it. And, if we can help them, ladies and gentlemen, let's do. Let's see if we can up. I would just love to see someone do a radio interview with Feinstein or Pelosi or Maxine Waters. That'd be a great one. And ask them what they think about having a constitutional sheriff that's going to approve concealed carry licenses and just watch them melt down. Maxine would probably impeach the sheriff campaign. Who knows?
Yeah, I sometimes wonder about the emotional stability of Maxine Waters.
About a month and a half ago, there was a article, and I think it was either in the New Yorker or New York Times, that Nancy Pelosi was doing an interview with someone and actually admitted that she had her dementia pretty well under control. And, you know, a sitting Congress critter with dementia just determining laws, that's scary. That's real scary. It would explain a lot, but still it's scary, ladies and gentlemen. But on the political home front, you've got to look at your candidates. You've got to, if you can make their town halls, if you can contact their offices. And this is something I found out here locally. This young lady that's running for Congress, she's from Alamogordo, which is on the other side of the hill from us, which means she is a homegrown girl. And one of our guys that live not too far from us out here on one of the ranches called her campaign, made a contribution to it, not very much. I think he said like $25 or whatever. But asked them when she was going to be in the Artesia Carlsbad area. And the girl looked and she goes, we don't have any things scheduled there. If you'll leave your name and number, we'll contact you back when we do. And he did. And he said before that afternoon was over, they called back and said that they were setting up two town halls and rallies, one in Artesia and one in Carlsbad, day after day.
Well, those his calls can certainly have an impact, can't they? We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 28th day of May, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. A great place to get information, to find what you need, to get expert advice if you need expert advice. Everything's right there at deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. And on the expert advice, an X is a has-been and a spurt is a drip under pressure. I'll try to give you honest information, and if I don't have it, I will find someone who can. One quick note, John, I wanted to ask, hope you don't mind doing it on the air, but how is Dr. Moore doing?
Well, we're describing her as having incremental improvement. There's been positive changes in things she's been experiencing, and we're at this point, we're very hopeful. I'm pretty confident that if the MD's oncologist had got a hold of her in January, she'd probably either be dead or near death at this point, almost 6 months later. That's a typical situation we see. We're basically doing what would be done in Mexico with our own Dr. Moore's own twist to it. We're very hopeful, Jimmy. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. Awesome. I would appreciate an update on what y'all are doing sometime by email. You know, we're kind of
it'd
doing
be better,
the same
it'd be
thing.
Better to, yeah. It'd be better to talk about it. We can talk off air.
Probably.
Later today or tomorrow might be better for me.
Outstanding. But, ladies and gentlemen, keep her in your prayers. John has brought this show for so long, and he's such a valuable asset to RBN and to all the listeners. I know of no one that has such a variety of hosts and such on a regular basis that you can set your clock by. So please keep her in your prayers and keep John in your prayers, because we really seriously, we need them both to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And back to the legal part of it and everything, I guess you could say, with politics, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that when they wrote the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, it was going to be a government of, by, and for the people. And over time, starting in about 1913, 1912, it started becoming more and more by, of, and for Congress critters and those in Washington, D.C. And we have to work on taking our country back. The first step was getting Trump in there. And amazingly enough, 800 million people put Trump in office. And I'm trying to figure out where that 800 million people is right now to put congressmen and senators in there so that Trump can get what he's trying to do done, which all is good. His accomplishments are fantastic. And he has already said that if there ever was a national reciprocity or the Hearing Protection Act or anything got to his desk, he would sign it. And the one thing that I think is unique is when he made that comment, it wouldn't be effective on July 1st, and it wouldn't be effective on January 1st. It would be effective the moment that he signed it. So he has done that with several bills and pieces of legislation that have come his way. And I just think the man needs to have a support system in there. And find some way to stop all this crap that's slowing him down and keeping him busy in other areas that he doesn't need to be so he can run the country. So, ladies and gentlemen, get on the phone to your congressmen and your senators. Make your demands known. John made the comment that a phone call is better a while ago, and then we kind of got caught by the break. If you email your congressmen or senators, yeah, they take note of it. If you call them, they understand that for every phone call they get, that there are probably 10 more that want to call but don't. And if you write them a letter, they know that there are over 100 other constituents that would write the letter but don't for some reason. So it's a three-pronged attack that we can use on them, ladies and gentlemen. Send them an email to their webpage. Excuse me. Call their offices, call their D.C. offices, and last but not least, get on the computer, go to your Microsoft Word, notebook, or whatever it is. Type out a short 1-2-paragraph letter, put it in an envelope, put a forever stamp on it, and mail it to them. And believe me, that really does get their attention.
Absolutely.
And also, if your congressman or senator is doing a good job, do not forget it. Do not forget it. They always, I guarantee you, their office is flooded with people telling them what they should have done. We need to let them know when they do things
that we
approve of.
We got a caller on hold. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 28th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's things there that will inform you, educate you, possibly even save your life. There's a free download. It's titled The Artificially Sweetened Times. I was talking to a gentleman the other day. He said, John, it took me 18 years to get my wife off the aspartame, the diet soda. Diet soda will, in fact, kill you. If you're an Air Force pilot and they find out you're drinking diet soda, you'll be disciplined the first time. The second time, more harshly disciplined. The third time, you'll be taking off flight status. That's what happens to Air Force pilots who consume diet sodas. So do yourself a favor. Print out a copy of The Artificially Sweetened Times. Educate yourself. You may save somebody's life by getting them off the aspartame, the diet soda. Today is the last day of my Memorial Day sale for the Energy Cleaners. $25 off the Energy Cleaners until midnight tonight. 10% off mattress pads until midnight tonight. If you've been thinking about getting an Energy Cleaner, this is a way to get one at a discount. If you are in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, places like that, the discount will help pay for the shipping, which shipping these things outside the country does add up pretty quick. Here's the deal. When you place your order using my toll-free order line or online, you pay full price. I get the order sent to me by email, and I apply the discount manually. So if you want to mail a check or a money order, be sure it's postmarked by midnight tonight to take advantage of the Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners, $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. You've got until midnight tonight, Monday the 28th, to take advantage of this sale. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of DesertEagleShooters.com. We got a caller on hold. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jimmy. John, this is a firearms-related topic, and I know you've talked about this in the past, and I got some really disturbing news yesterday from my daughter. My oldest grandson is considering strongly joining the military.
Right.
And if you would like to expound on that as to your opinion of that and why young people, and I'm pretty sure I'm on the same page you are, that why you think young people shouldn't do that. And I'm going to have him listen to the archive, and hopefully he'll see your wisdom and your background and consider strongly what you've got to say about it. I'll listen.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, first of all, this applies to the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and, of course, the Air Guard, the Air National Guard, and all the reserve units. First of all, is health. I don't believe you can take a high school chemistry class and get at least a C minus without knowing that mercury does not belong inside human beings. If you join any of the military services, they will, and there will not be any exceptions, you will have mercury injected into your body as part of the vaccination programs that they mandate. But that by itself is an excellent reason. If this young man is a warrior, an alpha male warrior, he will find himself marginalized. He will find himself very unsettled and unwelcome in any of the branches of the military. For decades, going back to Bill Clinton and Matt, possibly even earlier, when I started integrating women into the Corps, the program has been to make sure that alpha male warriors did not feel comfortable, did not feel wanted, and would be marginalized to the point where they would become disgruntled and leave. Now, you can be a soldier without being a warrior. 90-95% of the people in branches of the military are not warriors, except for the Marines, which are pretty much 100% warriors. So I don't know this young man. I don't know if he is a warrior or not. But if he is a warrior, he will find that he's not welcome in the U.S. military anymore. He may find himself, let's say he wants to be an airborne ranger. He may find himself with a female commander that everybody knows didn't have to meet the same standards as a man in the same position. They all know that. The woman knows it. All the men know it. And that puts everybody at risk because the unit is not any stronger than the weakest person. There's a high likelihood that this young man will be deployed to some war zone that has nothing to do with U.S. national security, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan. It has a lot to do with geopolitical matters, and possibly he may end up in Afghanistan guarding poppy fields to make sure the poppy fields are not disrupted, make sure that the opium gets produced and ends up in the United States. I would suggest this young man do some homework prior to making any kind of commitment, they make it very attractive to these young men and young women to join with financial incentives, promises of retirement with a pension, promises of educational benefits, and so forth. But I would encourage him to do his homework first and then make an informed decision without the influence of a recruiter. So
he's been talking to John's a recruiter.
Right. Well, these recruiters are trying to show the benefits of being whatever branch it may be. And they can be very convincing to a relatively naive 17, 18, 19-year-old young man who doesn't know how the world works.
Yeah, he's just finished his first semester in college, I believe, and he made really good grades, but he says he just doesn't know what he wants to do with his life, and he figured that would be, according to his mom, he said that's he'll figure it out then, and his mom says,
well, Dan, has he
go to a Chevy dealer and ask him how good Chevys are. You don't go to a Ford dealer and ask him how good Fords are. You go to somebody independent. And I'm hoping I know he's smart. I'm hoping he'll listen to you. And he probably won't do the research. Could you give us I know you've got way more information than you can do in a short time, but give him just a little bit of your background so he knows that he's getting some information that's valid, John.
Well, I was...
Which branch is he looking at, Dan?
Well, I think he was talking about the Army Reserves.
That gives John a lot more information to work with.
Say again?
I said that gives John a little bit more information as because being Army and everything, that's John's forte.
I knew that,
If
you wouldn't mind, John, and I know you've done this many times, and I've been introduced you at the expos, but just a real quick synopsis of where you're coming from with your information.
Well, I enlisted in the U.S. Army about 6-7 months after I graduated from high school in military intelligence. I graduated from military intelligence school as an intelligence analyst. My first assignment was to psychological warfare in Vietnam, where I was an intelligence analyst. I flew 57 combat missions over Vietnam as a crew member, kicking leaflets out and playing our loudspeaker tapes. And we didn't have enough guys to spread out guard duty too much, so I walked guard duty every other night, which meant going outside the wire. When you're outside the wire, you're no longer on U.S. Controlled territory. You're basically free game. I was there during the Tet Offensive, 1968, left Vietnam. I was assigned to Special Forces, the Green Berets at Fort Bragg, the 6th Special Forces Group, where we were training to invade the Middle East. Left the military for about 9 years, went back in to Special Forces in the Reserves with the 12th Special Forces Group, where I was the intelligence NCO for an A-team. Was there for a better part of a year. Went back to SIOP, where I was once again an intelligence analyst, and wrapped up my Army experience about 1983 or so, I guess it was. A lot of changes during that period of time. Women were being integrated into the military when I went back in 79. I was on a training operation where we had a female sergeant walking patrol with us, and I noticed she was holding her M16 with her fingers pointed straight out instead of grasping the rifle properly. And I said, "Sergeant, what are you doing?" And she looks at me and she says, "Well, I'm letting my nails dry." And... I know you live in a college town there. The college library there probably has a copy of the following book, the Merck, that's M-E-R-C-K, Merck Index. Not the Merck Manual. That's in every doctor's office in the world. The Merck Index. Go to M for Mercury and make a photocopy of M for Mercury. There's no known safe level of the metal mercury inside a human being. That doesn't exist. That by itself should be enough to discourage anybody from going into any branch of the U.S. military. Once that mercury is in your body, good luck getting it out.
You know, I was thinking the exact same thing. I remember I didn't even have to go overseas, and man, I was in the line with those air injection machines to give you vaccinations.
Right, right.
And they hit me in each arm at the same time, one guy on one side, one guy on the other. And I don't actually remember how many I got, but I was sick as a dog for a week.
That was the expected thing. You know, they made all those machines illegal. Do you know why?
Well, I knew a few guys flinched, and it ripped them open. Looked like somebody had stabbed them with a knife and jerked it sideways. I don't know why they were illegal. Tell me.
Okay. Well, they are now. When you got your injection, the guy before you, when he got his injection, the machine sucked up a tiny little bit of his blood, which was injected into your body.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot, John. Now I'll sleep better.
Yeah, well,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that's why they're illegal. That's why they've all been disposed of and made illegal. Okay. I hope that helps.
Well, buddy, I really appreciate it. And I haven't lost any sleep yet, but it's close to thinking about, you know, they just don't seem to. Now, I've been treated pretty decent at the VA up in Columbia. The few times I've gone there for pretty insignificant stuff, but it was enough. I needed some help. But I just don't think they take care of their own like they claim on the billboards, John. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having how many suicides a day?
Well,
yeah.
The suicides are due mainly to these psychotropic drugs that are being prescribed, which, if you read the in-package insert, it says one of the side effects of these prescription drugs, which are prescribed for depression, is depression and suicidal tendency. So that's why we're having all the suicides, the psychotropic drugs.
Well, they're the ones that are prescribing them for them, right?
That's
VA?
That's right.
Yeah, we take care of them.
We have a listener, a regular listener, who is on a mission to have that discontinued. I wish him luck. He thought he could recruit me, but I've got limited time to participate in such an endeavor. That's the reason why the psychotropic drugs, as these young men and young women are committing suicide.
Well, John, I wasn't trying to get you totally off track here, but I'm sure there's other young people out there and relatives of young people that are maybe hearing this, that they can go to the archives, set them down, tie them in a chair, whatever it takes, and make them listen to what you had to say before they make a blunder that could just...
Well, the response of the recruiter is going to be either ignorance of the mercury, saying it's just a tiny, tiny little bit, or saying that's the two possible responses. Would you allow the tiniest bit of plutonium to be put in your body?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, it's basically the same thing. These heavy metals will cause long-term health effects affecting the rest of your life.
Yeah. All right, sir. I really appreciate it. And Jimmy, thanks for a little bit of the time, John, to do that.
Okay, you're welcome, Dan.
No problem, sir. It's 100% related.
Yeah, I felt it was, and I just know there's other people out there. You know, these kids are graduating from high school, and they're thinking, what am I going to do? Well, that's not the way to do it. Like my daughter said, well, why don't you go volunteer at a Christian church camp up in the Rocky Mountains if you want to see some of the world? And try to stay within our borders where it's halfway safe and grow up a little bit. Maybe you'll figure out what you want to do rather than become a victim in the military, you know?
Absolutely.
All right, sir. Thank you again for your
Dan,
time.
We'll talk privately later today. Thank you. Call number is 800-313-9443. Okay, Jimmy, let's get back on track here.
Okay, well, we were still on track because if you think about it, the largest purchaser of firearms and ammunition in the world, well, in the United States at least, is the U.S. military. So we're still talking guns. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, what Dan brought up is a serious consideration for any young person right now. And as far as the branches, John, if I were to recommend a branch for anyone to consider, it would either be the Marines or one of the ones that he got a guaranteed position in the Special Warfare Unit. That way, if they are a warrior, if they are a true, I want to get out there and make something of myself, that would be the two areas I think that they'd have their best shot. Thoughts?
Well, let's take the break. We'll get back to that in a moment. So stay tuned, everybody.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, we are back. Jim, we're back to our more here on Monday, the 28th of May, visiting with Jimmy Jensling, the proprietor of DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's get back to your question there, Jimmy.
Okay, sir. I had just made the comment that if someone was set on going into the military, my suggestion would either be Marines or special warfare group, guaranteed. And recruiters can do that. They can guarantee a career field or something if it is available. But I was just curious about your thought on it, sir.
Well, my Friday guest, Dr. Myers, he's worked with young men who do want to make that decision to get the to before they get these vaccinations to have some ways to mitigate the harmful effects, and then after they receive them to help get the mercury out of their bodies. That can be done. Now, recruiters will promise things that they cannot possibly deliver. I know a gentleman who claimed that he had a recruiter tell him that he could enlist for Special Forces, also called the Green Berets. You can't do that. They can't promise you that. All they can promise you is that you would be an infantryman. That's all they can promise. And they can promise the opportunity to go to jump school. They can promise that. But to get past the selection process to get to Special Forces is something that can't be done by an Army recruiter. That simply can't happen. So they will make promises to get you to sign up and raise your right hand and take that one step forward. But frequently these promises are empty and cannot be fulfilled. You could join the U.S. Navy with the intent to become a U.S. Navy SEAL. But getting through those courses and getting accepted to go to the course in the first place is something a recruiter can't promise. When you're 18, 19, 20 years old, you may not understand how deceptive one human being can be to another, but they can be very deceptive.
Oh, yeah. And the reason I said that was a young man in Artesia here not too long ago went into the Navy aiming for the SEALs, and I was surprised, but the recruiter did have on his application and everything that if he passed the physical, all the physical requirements and everything for it, that he would be given the opportunity to try out for SEALs, which I thought was really interesting. And I talked to him a couple of 3 weeks ago and everything, and he says they're standing behind it. On it, and he's in a special training group right now that is doing extra PT and everything else just for the test. So, but yeah, the biggest thing that does bother me on any of them is the mercury, and then also in the dental clinics and everything, they still use the mercury amalgam fillings.
Mercury amalgams. Oh my goodness. Well, I'll send them private sector too. Here's our break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.